So today's scripture comes from the book of 1 Kings, chapter 19, verses 3 through 11, where we get to hear about someone who loved God a lot, but needed to be reminded of his power a little bit, just like you guys have learned about. Elijah was afraid and ran for his life. When he came to Beersheba in Judah, he left his servant there, while he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness. He came to a broom bush, sat down under it, and prayed that he might die. "I have had enough, Lord," he said. "Take my life. I am no better than my ancestors." Then he lay down under the bush and fell asleep. All at once, an angel touched him and said, "Get up and eat." He looked around, and there by his head was some bread baked over hot coals and a jar of water. He ate and drank and then lay down again. The angel of the Lord came back a second time and touched him and said, "Get up and eat, for the journey is too much for you." So he got up and ate and drank. Strengthened by that food, he traveled 40 days and 40 nights until he reached Horeb, the mountain of God. There he went into a cave and spent the night. And the word of the Lord came to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He replied, "I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, torn down your altars, and put your prophets to death with the sword. I am the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too." The Lord said, "Go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by." Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountain apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord, but the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake. The Lord was not in the earthquake. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Well, good morning again, everyone. Boys and girls, excellent job. I am so impressed. I tell you what, you hear that song enough times and it kind of sticks with you, and I really like it. That's what I love about VBS music too. It really helps you remember the message. Can somebody tell me what scripture is on my suitcase here? Does it look familiar? Yes, ma'am. Next to Miss Renee. Yes. And is this scripture familiar to you all? Yeah? It was your theme verse for this week, right? Yeah. So I put that on here. We're going to talk about my suitcase in a minute, but I think this is a really great reminder for all of us today. So, boys and girls, you learned a lot this week, I think. But you learned especially about a man, and we just heard a scripture about him, who was on a journey. And just like climbing up a mountain, trying to get to the top of Mount Everest, journeys can be hard. Good things can happen, but bad things can happen too. Can anybody tell me what the name of this man was that we heard about in the scripture that you learned about all at one time, if you can tell me?
Elijah.
Elijah, good job. Yeah, so today we're going to talk a little bit more about Elijah's journey. We're going to remember more of Elijah's journey, and we're going to look at how God was present with Elijah and how God revealed his power to Elijah all throughout his journey. So in order to do that, I think I need some help. Can I get some helpers? I need Elijah. I need a donkey, because every story needs a donkey. Okay. Pastor Tom and Pastor Nadim, can you pick out some friends to help us? An Elijah and a donkey so far is what we need. An Elijah and a donkey. All right. And then over here, Miss Heidi, can you find a widow for me over here? And then her son. Who wants to be the widow's son? Okay. Down here in the front, you can be the widow's son. Yeah. And then you're going to go see the pastors over there to get your costumes. And then I need a king and a queen. Who wants to be the king and the queen? Oh, you know what? I have a good idea for the king and the queen. Let's hold tight on that one. I need an angel. Who wants to be a beautiful angel? Oh, my goodness. Miss Renee, can you pick? Yeah, that's great. And you can go see Pastor Tom and Pastor Nadim. And then we're going to hang tight on the crowns for a second. All right, so while they're getting ready, how many of you have been on a journey before? Like longer than going to school or going to church, maybe going to a friend or family member's house that was far away? Raise your hand. Grown-ups too, if you've been on a journey before. Yeah, and we know that anything can happen on a journey, right? Both good and bad. As I was thinking about the journeys I've been on today, I thought of some really funny stories, like the time that I was taking my first grown-up vacation. I was so excited, and I was going with my roommate from college, and halfway to the beach, we got a flat tire. And then I thought about the time when I was moving from college to Virginia, and my friend's car broke down, and so we spent 2 days in the middle of nowhere because we had to get the car fixed. Or the time before smartphones and GPSs when I was navigating and my mom and I were coming back from Raleigh and I got us lost and we ended up in the Outer Banks. So those are some of the bad things that have happened on my journeys. But then also really good things can happen, right? Like you can make great memories, playing fun car games, singing songs. Do you like to sing songs when you're on a journey? Sing songs in the car and maybe watch movies now that you can do that. When I took journeys in the car, we didn't have movies to watch. So now really good things can happen and you have good time together and you make memories. And so anything can happen, both good and bad. And today we're going to talk about Elijah's journey. So can I have Elijah come on up? All right, Elijah. Okay, I'm on a journey. You need a suitcase, don't you? Yep. So I'm going to give you the suitcase, but don't open it yet. This is just for you to carry on your journey, okay? I'll tell you when to open it. All right. So, Elijah, you're starting off on your journey. Face them. Start off on your journey. Taking a walk. All right. And on Elijah's journey, both good and bad things happen, but unfortunately, the first thing that happened was bad. There was a terrible drought. Can you be thirsty? Very good. There was a terrible drought, but that's okay, Elijah. God provided food and drink for you. Yay, receive the food and the drink. Yay. There you go. Very good. All right. And so God provided food and drink for Elijah. And so then once Elijah had his food and his drink, he could keep going. All right, walk that way a little bit. I'll talk to you, but you can look at them. And so Elijah keeps going on his journey. And God sent Elijah so that he could help turn the people's hearts back to God because they were disobeying and they were worshiping other gods. But God knew that Elijah could share God's power with the people. But Elijah was all alone. Elijah, I think it's time for a donkey. Don't you think so? You need a donkey? All right, bring the donkey on up. All right. So Elijah has a donkey now, so he's kind of alone. He has a friend, but his friend can't talk to him. So God knows that we shouldn't be alone. And so God knew that Elijah needed comfort and people to care for and to be cared by. And so God sent Elijah to a woman whose husband had died and her son. Can I have the widow and her son? Okay. Come on up. All right. So you guys come over here. Why don't you have a little seat there on the stairs? Okay. And so Elijah goes to the widow and her son. Now you guys can go join them. Elijah and his donkey. What does a donkey sound like? Loud and proud. Let me hear that. There you go. Okay. So you guys can have a seat with the widow and her son. So now what God did was God brought Elijah to this woman and her son who were in need of comfort. And Elijah was in need of comfort. And so together, God provided them with food and drink because the drought is still going on. And they were able to live together and to care for each other. And that was a beautiful picture of community, right? So boys and girls, when we talk about comfort, can you think of a time when you were comforted? Like, you just nod your head if you can. Like, maybe somebody made you feel better when you were sad or you were scared and maybe your mom or your dad helped you or you got hurt. Yeah, so we know what it feels like to be comforted, and that's what Elijah was needing. Right, Elijah? Yep. Okay. And parents, we too are all too familiar with the need to be comforted, aren't we? With what it feels like to be alone and what it feels like to be on our journey and to just need somebody to be with. And sometimes we come across those people who have that same need. And I think it's so beautiful the way that God brings us into community with each other. So that we can do that, so that we can meet each other's needs and be there for each other and show God to each other. You know, when I think about comfort and I think about community, Miss Kelly already said it, but I think about the incredible number of volunteers that it took to organize Vacation Bible School. Like, Vacation Bible School is the picture of community to me. It is absolutely the image of God working and moving in a community, not only to help kids form community, but to teach them about God, about God's power. And these volunteers just did an awesome job. And so many of you parents were a part of that too, so thank you. So that's how God works. God brings us to each other. God speaks to us, and God pushes us and nudges us and shows us ways that we can be there for each other and comfort each other. And so that's what God did here with Elijah and the widow and her son. And so they're all living together, and everything's happy, and they're caring for each other, and they're like a little family. But because it's a journey, something happened, right? Do you think it was good or bad?
Bad.
Bad, yeah. So the widow's son dies. Die, son. Son, you're dead. There you go. He got sick and he died. So that was terrible. But God used Elijah, right? Because God is powerful, and God used Elijah. And so Elijah prayed over the boy. Just go like this. Okay, that's good. And he said, "Oh Lord, my God, let this boy's life return to him." And the boy was healed. Yay, you're healed. Yay. And the widow is so happy. Widow, you're so happy. Yay. Woo. All right. And so all was well again. But after a while, it was time for Elijah to move on. He still had a mission. Head on out, Elijah. You can come back up here, you and your donkey. So this time, God was sending Elijah to King Ahab. Oh, and the widow and son, you can go. Yeah, thank you. Okay, so God sends Elijah to King Ahab. Now, this was really risky, right? You're a little nervous, Elijah, because King Ahab is bad. Oh, I need a King Ahab and a Queen Jezebel. What do you say we get some grown-ups to do? Oh, we've got two. Perfect. Okay, well, that's great. There's our king and our queen. Now, King Ahab and Queen Jezebel are bad, so can we give them a big boo? Boo! All right. All right, so, okay, that's good. We don't want them to cry. All right, so Elijah goes to see them, and Elijah's mission in going to see them is to help them understand God's power to turn the people's hearts back to God. So Elijah goes, and he goes to see King Ahab, and that's exactly what happens. He presents King Ahab with a challenge to see whose God is more powerful, the God that they created, Baal, or Elijah's God. So they had this challenge, and guess what? Who do you think won? God, of course. So God's power fell, and the people saw that God was powerful. And so the people who were worshiping the false God bowed down, and they wept, and they repented. Okay, Ahab and Jezebel, you're done. Good job. Okay. So then, because the people repented, God forgave the people, and he received them. Wow. Can you imagine? God is powerful enough to forgive a group of people who basically rejected God altogether. That is so powerful. And parents, I don't know about you, but don't you think that teaching our children about forgiveness is one of the hardest things that we have to do? How to forgive those who don't think they're wrong, who maybe think that they're doing everything right, how to offer grace and forgiveness when we don't want to, and how to forgive ourselves. But God shows us repeatedly that if we will grant him the power to do the work, that forgiveness is possible, that healing is possible, and God reminds us to let go and to let God help us. And we see this very clearly in the way that God was extending that Elijah was extending forgiveness on God's behalf to the people. So I just think that's a beautiful image, and it always kind of stops me in my tracks, because I think that's one of the harder things we have to do in life. But God can show us how to do it powerfully. All right, boys and girls, back to Elijah. He's feeling pretty good, huh? He just got all these people to turn their hearts back to God, like mission accomplished. Yeah, so he sent King Ahab away, which we already did, and told him to go eat and drink because the rain was coming. So Ahab went away, and he went to Jezebel, and he told her what happened. Well, Jezebel was angry. Jezebel, you still over there? I just want to see your angry face. That's all. You just show us your angry face. Okay, that's good. All right, so Jezebel was angry because not only did Elijah get all of these people to turn their hearts back to God, but he also then killed the prophets of Baal. So she was a little upset about that. So a messenger comes to Elijah. I'm going to pretend to be the messenger, and says, "Hey, guess what? Queen Jezebel's going to kill you. You better run." So now you got to run. Run away. But here's what I want you to do. Yeah, there you go. Run, and then come back. Yeah, run in a circle. Woo! Go back. Perfect. All right, and so then I want you to find, why don't you sit down on that step over there? That's a perfect little spot to hang out because you're going to a tree. That's perfect. Yeah, you got it. That's great. But when Elijah ran away, he wasn't just running for his life. He wasn't just running to save himself, but he was also kind of running from what God sent him to do. Because Elijah was tired. He's been on this crazy journey. There was a drought. There was a boy who died. Now this woman's trying to kill him. Like, he is a little bit frustrated. And he feels like every time he takes a step forward, every time he does something for God, that something tries to hold him back or to stop him. And isn't that so much what we experience too? We're trucking along. Things are going well. We think we're following God. We're listening, we're obeying, but then something happens to set us back. Something happens to get us down, to frustrate us, to cause us to doubt. And when Elijah reaches this point, he runs away and he goes to find a broom tree, and he lays down under the broom tree and he says, "I've had enough, Lord. I've had enough, Lord. Take my life." Yeah. "I've had enough, Lord." He was tired. But see, what happened here is Elijah forgot. Elijah forgot about, in this moment, all of the ways that God had been with him and all of the ways that God had cared for him. He forgot what was in his suitcase here, the suitcase that he carried with him on his journey. So, Elijah, can we open up the suitcase now? You just click it right there. I can help. We got it. Thank you. Elijah was so frustrated by his circumstances that he had forgotten that inside of his suitcase of memories, all right, now I want you to hold each of those words up, okay? But show it to me first. Here, you can put it up like this. Let's do that one last. There you go. All right, there you go. Show that to them. That God had provided for him. He had forgotten that. He forgot, you can put that one down. Trey, here, come here, donkey. You can be a helper. All right, there you go, there's that one. That God had comforted him. There you go. That God had offered healing through him. Oh, let's trade here, trade. There you go. And that God had offered forgiveness. Show that to all the people. He had forgotten that. But God wasn't done with Elijah. Okay, you can put him back in the suitcase. God still had a purpose for Elijah and still wanted Elijah to continue on his journey. So God sent an angel. Go back to your tree, Elijah. Go back to your tree. Go sit down. And so while Elijah's sleeping, sleep, Elijah, sleep. The angel comes to him and brings food and water. And so the angel wakes him up and gives him the food and the water. Now you have food and water, Elijah. Yay! And so he eats and he drinks and he's restored and refreshed. Thank you, angel. Good job. And so he is able to then continue on his journey where he goes to the mountain of Horeb where God speaks to him once more. And through this, Elijah is reminded that God loves us forever. Even when we're frustrated, even when we've turned away, even when we don't believe, no matter what our circumstances, God loves us forever. Thank you, Elijah and Donkey. Can we give them a round of applause? Good job. So, we've already seen him. He's already come in. But you made another friend this week named Trey, right? Yep, I see Trey over there. And Trey was trying to get to the top of Mount Everest, wasn't he? Trey had a hard time, didn't you, Trey?
I did.
You did. Trey, what happened? What happened on your journey, Trey?
I lost my team.
He lost his team.
And I got a cold.
You got a cold.
Altitude sickness.
And
let's see what else happened to me.
Your stuff got broken, didn't it?
Oh, yes. The friend I made took all my stuff and broke it.
Yep.
It was a hard week.
It was a hard week. Trey had a hard journey. But you got to the top, didn't you, Trey?
I did.
You did. And what did it feel like to get to the top of Mount Everest?
It was awesome.
God's mighty power. God's mighty power. That's what he said when he got to the top. Thank you, Trey. Friends, isn't that what life is like for us? We're climbing up the mountain called life, and there are breathtaking views, and there are powerful moments, and the journey can be amazing. But then we also reach those struggles when we lose our team or we get a cold or, you know, something gets us down. And those are often the little things that just one after the other frustrate us. But then there's the big stuff. Like in our prayer time today, remembering Charleston and everything that has happened there, and hearing about the people in our community who have lost loved ones this week. Those things make our climb hard too. But what God wants us to remember and what God shows us through the story of Elijah and through his journey filled with twists and turns and blessing and struggle is that God promises to love us forever, that God will always comfort us, always provide for us, will always offer healing, is always ready to forgive, and has more love than we could ever imagine. So the best thing that we can do as we continue on our journey, as we climb, is to continue to look up. Because even in Elijah's most frustrated moments, he still turned to God. Even when he thought he could not go another day and he wanted God to take his life, he looked up and he said, "I've had enough, Lord. Take my life." But he still looked up. He still looked to God. And God continued to speak to him. So boys and girls, as we wrap up today, I want you to remember two things. If you remember nothing else, and I think you have lots of really good stuff to learn, I want you to remember two things. Number one, the importance of talking to God. If you talk to God by praying, God's always there to listen. If you continue to look up to God, God will always be there with you and will show you the way. And the second thing is, be a friend. Always pay attention to the people around you. Care for each other, and allow God to use you to be comfort and healing and a provider and a forgiver and someone who offers love to each other. And parents, if we can continue to do that for ourselves, continue to find community, to be a friend, and to show our children what it means to turn to God in all things, then we'll be giving them the greatest gift that we ever could. Don't you agree? Amen.